It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't answer the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not darn quick.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
TexasDirectAuto.com brings us the e-brake. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Well, let's see. We have an entrant here from the morning show. It's Gordon Keith.
Yes.
I know him.
Yeah, I know him too. And he used a really weird phrase as he was trying to kill some time this week.
All right. In other news... Hold on. I got to get past the slapping sound. The her slapping his hand away story is what I meant to say. Why did I go with a Bob Costas?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
See, that is proof that your mind is cluttered with drops.
Slapping sounds.
That's all you heard in your mind when you're trying to think of a slapping incident.
Yes.
Slapping sounds.
That has just always disturbed me, that detail from the Penn State.
Probably gets played too much. Let's hear
Because wasn't that in the shower at Penn State?
Yes.
Assistant coach heard Jerry Sandusky in the shower with a boy.
Yes. Slapping sounds.
God, that's disturbing.
Let's go ahead and purge that drop.
Let's go ahead and me not win for this because of the most sensitive nature.
Okay, you may not be able to win, but let's hear it one more time.
All right. In other news. Hold on. I got to get past the slapping sound. The her slapping his hand away story is what I meant to say. Why did I go with a Bob Costas?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
It was weird. But that will happen to a newsman every once in a while. Sometimes you just say something you don't mean to say. And that happened to Steve Eager this week on Fox 4. Hang on a second.
Boy, man, so he's quick with that trigger, isn't he?
He's just ready. It's all right. We had the very tragic story of what happened in Manchester this week in England, and they were relating it to a local concert that was being held. But Steve Eager shocked viewers when he said this performer was addressing the tragedy at the Verizon.
But you need to know there are some related things happening here in the United States as a result of the potential terror attack in Manchester. Grand Prairie police say they've stepped up security at the Verizon Theater tonight as a precaution. Singer-songwriter John Lennon is in town. Police say they were sending more officers to the concert again. No specific threat, but they are saying they're stepping up security just to be safe.
And we want to make sure people know it's John Legend is in town. John Lennon. And that's but people are going to hear that. We want to make sure that we know who you're talking about.
Right. John Legend tweeted about the attack, writing, sending love to the UK, Ariana Grande, and all of her supporters who were caught up in this awful attack. Heartbreaking.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so now we're going to switch gears here.
If John Lennon was in town, surely that would be sold out, right?
Well, yeah, yes. I would think and I don't think he'd be playing Verizon. Not that that's not a great facility, but yeah.
And even though U2 is in town, certainly John Lennon would have been the biggest show coming to town this week.
Absolutely.
All right, one more time.
But you need to know there are some related things happening here in the United States as a result of the potential terror attack in Manchester. Grand Prairie police say they've stepped up security at the Verizon Theater tonight as a precaution. Singer-songwriter John Lennon is in town. Police say they were sending more officers to the concert again. No specific threat, but they are saying they're stepping up security just to be safe.
And we want to make sure people know it's John Legend is in town. John Lennon. And that's but people are going to hear that.
John Legend.
Want to make sure that we know who you're talking about.
Right. John Legend. tweeted about the attack, writing, sending love to the UK, Ariana Grande, and all
for one
support.
Night By only, the way, almost 40 years after his death.
If he were in town, would he be described as singer-songwriter?
No. John Lennon? You need to put that in front of his name.
Some, Americana guy you may or may not have heard of.
British musician John Lennon.
Yeah, right. It would either be former Beatle John Lennon or John Lennon.
Right.
There is Steve E-Break Eager up for an E-Break. And candidate number three is one Norm Hitchkiss. Have you noticed Norm has been trying to relate sports stories? He's been doing this for a while, but he's really done it a lot this week. Relating a current sports story to a, I don't know, a sitcom or television show from 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did it again this week, and he got the name of the show wrong, and it's a long explanation, which I thought Gordo would enjoy.
You went to bed thinking Cleveland was up 3-0.
You can't be serious.
No,
they're not coming back. It goes all the way back to the old couple with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman and that fantastic episode where Tony Randall broke down the word assume.
Break it down. I don't remember that.
When you assume... You make a bleep out of you and me.
What's bleep?
What's a bleep, Norm? I don't know what a bleep is.
And did you mean the odd couple?
Odd couple. What did I say?
Old couple?
Odd couple. Well, they were an old couple, too. I think I probably was closer to the truth there. But anyway.
Can't believe you'd bail like that, Norm.
My goodness. Okay, that saying is in popular culture.
Yes. Right.
You don't need to route it through an old sitcom in order to introduce it into our public conversation.
Right. I would guess that pretty much everybody knows that saying.
Never heard that one before. All right, there's Norm.
Gosh.
Up for an E-Break.
The old couple.
And getting it wrong.
It's just your couple. What did I say?
You said a bunch of unnecessary stuff, Norm. That's what you said.
So is it Gordo, Norm, or Steve Eager from Fox 4? Quite a trio this week in the E-Break. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Oh, hi, musers.
Hi, triple fake tiger.
Hey, Jaw.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to see Jordan Spieth this weekend. Will you tell him something for me?
Uh-huh.
Will you tell him he's not that great?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, he's pretty much my favorite golfer of all time, so.
Oh, okay. Then Gordon should win.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You know, I think the problems with Steve Eager started way back in November because November spawned a monster in the shape of this child.
It's Morrissey.
Cried.
I'm going to put that down as a Steve Eager vote there. Hi, you're on the
Day
ticket. Who wins?
Prison.
Gordon.
All right.
My.
Stop it.
Gosh.
Dude. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, good morning. I would like to vote for Steve Eager, and I still love you madly, Georgia.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
I'm no English expert or linguist, but couldn't the G be silent?
What? What did he say?
I don't get it.
Couldn't the G be silent?
In legend?
Maybe. I'm no English major, but yeah.
How does that make it Lennon?
How does that make you an English
major? He doesn't know.
What?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Jub-jub sex parties. Nope. Bowling Green parties for Abilene. Jub-jub sex parties for everyone.
No. No such thing, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
I'll take obscure, incorrect TV references for 400, Alex, and vaginal spice porn.
No, okay, don't ruin it by saying that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Norm's old couple of balls.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
I'd like to vote for Gordon Lightfoot.
Okay. He's not up, but...
I'll put you down for a Gordo vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Body slam Steve Eager and break his glasses.
That sounds like a politician.
Montana.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I want to vote for Steve Eager, but only because he sits next to a saddlebag.
Hey.
Whoa.
Come on.
Hey.
Good Lord, man.
Don't talk about Mike Ducey like that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. I want to invite you to the Granada next Friday. I'm opening for John Lennon.
Is that fake James McMurtry?
Triple fake James McMurtry.
Talking about.
But, ladies and gentlemen, that is a Steve Eager vote, and we have ourselves a winner.
But you need to know there are some related things happening here in the United States as a result of the potential terror attack in Manchester. Grand Prairie police say they've stepped up security at the Verizon Theater tonight as a precaution. Singer-songwriter John Lennon is in town. Police say they were sending more officers to the concert again. No specific threat, but they are saying they're stepping up security just to be safe.
And we want to make sure people know it's John Legend is in town. John Lennon. And that's but people are going to hear that.
John
and
Legend.
We want to make sure that we know who you're talking about.
Right. John Legend tweeted about the attack, writing, sending love to the UK, Ariana Grande, and all of her supporters who were caught up in this awful attack. Heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Heartbreaking indeed. How many is that for Steve Eager?
You have
the record? Oh, I know he's won before.
Not according to Fernando's records.
Okay, I believe Fernando.